I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 40 years ago, the space race ended when American astronauts walked on the moon. The race between the United States and what was then the Soviet Union obsessed both countries and cost tens of billions of dollars and rubles. The space race was portrayed as a competition to prove whether communism or capitalism was superior. And as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, Russians, at least some of them, still smart from the contest.
Russia's state-run TV network Vesti acknowledged the climax of the two-decade-long space race, showing pictures of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon, planting an American flag, and saluting. The package commemorating the landing was the four-story broadcast, but the channel did not miss the chance to feature current and former Soviet cosmonauts and space experts, recalling Russia's glory days that began in 1958 with Sputnik, the first satellite to orbit the Earth. Sergei Krikalev, head of the Cosmonauts Training Center, seconded the moon at a press conference today, again acknowledging the moon landing, but touting Russia as number one in space firsts.
Sure, we would have wished a Soviet, a Russian person, to be the first on the moon. But life is life, and at some point we succeeded in being ahead of the Americans by launching the first satellite, putting the first man and the first woman into space, and the first spacewalk. We had many accomplishments.
And there was some belittling of the Americans. Another state-run channel, Russia, last week devoted time in a report on the Apollo landing to listing conspiracy theories that the landing was faked. For example, the program said that many people found it strange that Neil Armstrong had kept a low profile since his walk on the moon. State-run English language channel Russia Today addressed those allegations by running an interview with space analyst Yuri Krash.
Although it's widely regarded that the man on the moon was there, 40 years ago, there have nevertheless been a lot of allegations that the U.S. moon landings were actually faked. What do you think about that? Could those allegations really be true?
Not at all. Absolutely not. All those allegations are absolutely baseless.
It's unclear whether the average Russian believes the landing was a product of special effects, and it's also unclear whether Russia wants to restart the space race. Yuri Salnikov is a space historian.
The military space race will continue, no doubt about it. But despite its negative traits, it has a lot of benefits, namely dual-use technologies and dual-use ideas. All these can be used for a future Mars project.
Russia has recently talked about a manned mission to Mars, although officials say it could take 20 years to get off the ground. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.